Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia, from yoursoulguidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us and let us help you experience how to say hello to your soul. Your soul, this is all about your soul, how to activate your great potentials, your gift. And today, gosh, I'm so honored. We have an amazing guest, Sandy Athey, and she's going to talk about dying to live. So isn't that a fantastic topic? So stay with us for the next hour. We are live every Wednesday at 9 Eastern, at 6 Pacific. And let me tell you a bit about Sandy. Within minutes of interacting with Sandy Athey, you will realize that there is something very special about her. Although tragedy is part of her story, everyone listening to her is always touched with an abundance of hope, inspiration, and healing throughout her sessions, radio shows, TV appearances, or seminars, or on the internet. And one night, while doing paperwork in her insurance office, Sandy was brutally attacked and strangled to death by a serial rapist. And she knew she was dead when the pain stopped, while on the other side, Sandy was giving a very special and powerful gift. She was also given information from the other side that assisted in the capture and conviction of dangerous criminal the FBI and the police had been tracking for over 2 years. Post-traumatic stress disorder, suicide attempts, bankruptcy, divorce, surgery, illness, the loss of her career, and a six-figure income all came as a result of her devastating experience. But Sandy had the gift, and she learned how to use it to heal herself and bring balance in all areas of her life. Now, for over 15 years, Sandy has been sharing her wisdom from the other side, using her gift, communicating between the physical and spiritual worlds. She has guided people, places, animals, and souls to a place of what best serves. And she wrote a book, and I can just rave about it, The Daily Dance, Your Guide to a Life Happily After Ever After. Well, let's not talk any longer. I want to hear Sandy. Sandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Saskia. Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure and honor to be here with you.
Well, it's so lovely to talk with you. Let's dive right in. Sandy, I always ask all my guests the first question, like, you know, we all have a soul's path that's calling us. And, well, obviously, I know what you're going to say. You know, there is a moment in our life when that door blasts wide open. I mean, either something happens or there is some, you know, something makes us really, you know, step into that power of our soul. And I'm sure you can relate to that. And, you know, maybe you can talk a little bit about, you know, what happened to you.
Oh, my goodness, Saskia, that was quite an awakening. That was quite a call. Yeah. Well, that was the alarm clock going really loudly in my ear. Yes.
My gosh.
Time to do something different. It was an incredible experience to literally go to the other side and get in touch with spirit and have spirit say, "Oh, no, no, no. You need to go back. You have work to do. You have things that you have to accomplish." And it was an amazing experience. And sometimes even now, like when I was listening to you read about it, I thought, oh, that poor girl, everything she's been through. But it's almost as if it was a different time. Mm. It's almost as if it was a different lifetime, but it was only 20 years ago for me. Mm. But it really was so different. My life was so different back then.
Because you worked in an insurance office. So, I mean, that's very different.
I had my own office and I had an agency and, you know, a secretary and all the stuff that you do, you know, and
office, yeah.
Working like that and living that type of life, which at that point was okay for me. And I thought that that was what you did. Mm-hmm. So you got a job and you had a life and that's how you did it. But that night changed everything. And I mean everything. It wasn't just, oh, okay, this happened or that happened. It was a bomb that went off in the middle of my life and it expanded to my spirit, my emotions, my mind, my body, my finances, my relationships, everything. Needed to be looked at and cleaned up and inspired to transform for sure.
But it was so radical. I mean, usually, yeah. You know, not for everybody, and probably that's not meant for everybody. But didn't you have before like some kind of like itch in your soul, like maybe I should do something else, or were you gifted like when you were young, or this was like this radical change?
Well, that's a great question, and you're definitely picking up on that. I was restless. I was always restless. Hmm. And I had some very traumatic things happen to me as a child.
Hmm.
So it was always in my vibration, Saskia.
Yeah, yeah.
It was there. And I look at that now, because it's not there now, but I look at the events leading up to that,
yeah.
And it's... For simplicity's sake and for the sake of my story, I do talk about, okay, well, this just happened one night, but no, there were clues that mm-hmm. there was something else going on in my vibration and that I needed to take a look at things. My professional life was in place and doing very well, but my personal life, I wasn't doing that well at that point. So I can see now how the law of attraction was working and how I did have that in my vibration. So it kept coming to me where I was in relationships that weren't working and I was feeling very restless. So yes, you definitely are right about that.
Well, I work in my work as a sole purpose expert. I'm always my biggest intrigue is, you know, to see. Yeah, basically what we create because we have, you know, gone through certain experience, formed certain conclusions, have certain beliefs, and then, you know, we live that life or we get stuck because we keep running into our beliefs that withhold us from living our purpose. But were you having, you know, you recognize that you had like certain beliefs, so you attracted maybe the wrong relationships or you attracted certain things in your life. And that's where you say, you know, the law of attraction certainly worked because, you know, I believed certain things.
That's true. And it was very difficult for me to take responsibility for that.
Mm. But usually we don't even know. It's all subconscious very often.
Oh, sure. But to think, oh my gosh, you know, why would I pull this into my vibration? You know, for whatever reason, but I do believe in that responsibility of things. Now, am I saying I pulled that exact experience? Well, maybe I did. You know, maybe I didn't. But if you believe in the law of attraction, which I do, then the good things and the other things we pull into our experience. So I try to make the best of it. That was the choice. That was the choice that I made. And of course, at the point when it happened, everything was such a mess. I didn't really understand any of it. And I just had to pull myself up and say, okay, what are you going to do with this? And how are you going to, how are you going to live your life? Are you going to, one of the most interesting things that's coming up now to mention, maybe for a listener, is I always thought it was really fascinating that I was going to get paid to be sick. I always thought that was really interesting because disability, I could have gone on disability and stayed on disability, and I probably could still be on disability and get paid, but I had to be sick in order to collect that money.
That's right,
because you have to go to the doctors and they have to say that you're sick and all of this. And at one point, it was 2 or 3 years after it happened, and of course, I was still very sick. And I said, I am not going to do this anymore. I am not going to be sick. And I don't care. I'll be broke. I don't care. I'll go find something else to do. And that was a huge turning point for me too, where I said, I'm not going to stay in this vibration. And I didn't use those words at the time, but I just said, I'm not going to stay this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to stay this way anymore. I'm going to find a different way. And I was so focused, Saskia. I still am. I was so focused to do
we're
that.
We're heading to a break, and I hold that thought so we can expand on that after the break. So guys, stay tuned. We have a fascinating conversation with our special guest, Sandy Athey, about dying to live. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to...
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Ooh, no, baby, hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have our special guest, Sandy Appy. And Sandy, how can people find you? People are listening.
Oh, thank you so much for asking. I am on Facebook. I have a website, and I also accept calls the old-fashioned way on the telephone. Mm-hmm. So my website is sandyappy.net, and it's spelled S-A-N-D-I, and it's A-T-H-E-Y, sandyappy.net. And also on Facebook, it's Sandy Appy. And my phone number is 410-747-6510. And again, that number is 410-747-6510.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I also want to say I'm so excited. Today I have, for the listeners, I have just launched the meeting, the Miracle of Meeting Your Soulmate program. It's a 6-month program for anyone who's out there. And I want to mention it, you know, it's you're not too old, you're not too late, you're not too rusty. Your soulmate is out there. And I'm so passionate. I developed this 6-month program. And it's just absolutely fabulous. And if you're interested, you can go to yoursoulguidance.com/soulmate. That's yoursoulguidance.com/soulmate. If you're not with your soulmate and you really have that desire, he is out there. There's more than one soulmate for us, and it's just that he can't find you. So in this program, I'm really going to set you up to be completely soulmate ready. So if that's what you're up to and you're listening to this show, that's not a coincidence. Go to yoursoulguidance.com/soulmate. Okie dokes. Let's get further deeper in the conversation with Sandy. Sandy, you were just telling us, you know, after the near-death experience, you came back and you said you have to be sick to, you know, you follow that conversation.
Yeah, spirit really took me there. That's an interesting part of the journey where I made a conscious decision, Saskia. Mm-hmm. I made a very conscious decision, and I knew that I didn't want to live my life in the way that I had, and I definitely didn't want to attract any more of that going on. Mm-hmm. And it was quite traumatic. It went on for quite a few years, where there was mental illness, physical illness, and I now know my soul. You know, you can relate to this. The spiritual illness that was there was. And then once I learned to really focus on the soul part of things, that's when everything started to change.
Mm. And what was that specifically, Sandy? I'm just, you know, for anyone who's listening saying, well, okay, you focused on the soul part, but how did you do it?
Yeah, that's why I love your program about meeting your soulmate. I think that's wonderful. And I got such a nice feeling about that. So for everybody listening, I am with my other half and having a wonderful time at this point. And it made me think about exactly what we're talking about here. When I started focusing on my soul, everything started to fall into place. And of course, I was very physically injured by all of that. And that's where you have to address that first, because that's what's happening. So as I got better physically, and then I went to see a therapist. I went to see a therapist, and she was wonderful. She was fantastic. And so that addressed the mind part of things. Yeah. But there was this other part that just needed to be addressed, and I really didn't know how to do that. And I went searching, and I talked to ministers and rabbis and priests, because my idea of spiritual attention was through the church. And not that there's anything wrong with that, of course, because that's what I was taught and that's what I knew. And so, but it never really touched me until I got to the Native Americans.
Oh.
That's what touched my soul. And I knew I was home. I said, this makes sense to me. To me personally, this makes sense to me, that we're all connected, that this is a big, beautiful universe, and that everything has a meaning, everything is sacred, everything is a miracle.
Yeah.
And when I connected with that, my soul just expanded, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I did a 7-year apprenticeship with 2 Cherokee teachers.
Mm.
So it was very intensive, and I said, okay, I'm going to do this to help myself. And in doing so, everything started to clear up. The physical started to clear up. The emotional started to clear up. The mental started to clear up, because that was what my soul needed. My soul needed that connection to the earth and to the people and to the animals. And that's what resonated with me. But for everyone listening, find whatever it is that resonates with you for your soul. I think that it has to come from that space first, and then it translates down to your mind and your emotions and your body.
I totally believe what you're saying.
I know your story. Your story is amazing too. It was your soul that said, okay, you got to pack up 5 kids and get on the plane, right?
No, totally. I think probably from a young age, I always say as a joke to people, but I think it's in a way true. I think my PhD is in listening to your soul and act on it. I just have noticed that I started as a young kid basically playing this out, saying, you know, I can hear my soul, but then I need more support than that. I mean, the universe, that's how I call it. I mean, other people call it God or a higher power or the source, the universe. You got to back me up here, because I can listen and I can act on it. But then, you know, that's sometimes big stuff. So, and I saw that there was always a backup plan, and I was always safe. And I took accordingly bigger steps, and I met basically my soulmate. I was married, and I thought I was happy. And, you know, I was married for 2 years, and I was a happy girl. And then one day I was living in Singapore, and there was this big hockey tournament, and I was one of the hockey players for Singapore. And I met this guy, I shake hands, and he was also a Dutch guy. He lived in Taiwan. He was one of the hockey players for the Taiwan team. I shake his hand, and I hear my soul say, this is him. This is the man of your life. And I'm like, I say to my soul, I'm married, by the way, right?
Right. Oh, just a little detail, Saskia. Just a little detail.
I'm living in Singapore, and he's living in Taiwan, and I'm married. And my soul, you know, is not very elaborate in that sense. She just said, do it. And I'm like, okay. Very long story short, I knew that I live my life. I listen to my soul, and I go very far I'm in obedience, let's say it that way. And I left my marriage, I left the country, I left the job. I had a phenomenal life in Singapore, and I gave up everything. And I flew back to Holland, because I had the divorce and everything. But I only knew the guy I'm with now, and I have 5 children with my soulmate for 4 days. And I just followed the calling of my soul, and I gave up everything I dearly loved. But I got
in 4 days.
I knew in 4 days.
Wow.
And I gave up, you know, I had a very wealthy life there and everything. And I came back to Holland and basically I was homeless there. I had no home.
Oh, wow.
Because I'd given up everything because I was living in Singapore by that time. So everybody was like, of course, you're crazy. And I'm sure listeners can relate to that. I mean, the path of your soul, and you know more than anyone else, Sandy, is not the path of the logic mind.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah. So that brought me then in, you know, and then and he said, okay, come live with me. And I flew to Taiwan, but everybody was like, you are absolutely crazy. I mean, you gave up everything. And I knew your soul knows. And when I heard calling to, after giving birth of all my kids to move to America, what one morning my soul said, you got to move. Oh, okay. We moved.
Well, when you don't listen, I feel the same way. When I was sent back that fateful night to my body, and I just knew that my life was going to take a different path. I just knew it. And every time I've been following it ever since, but of course, you know, I've strayed a few times, and whenever I do, it never works. It never works. I have to go right back again. I tried to go back into insurance, Saskia, in 2009, about 5 or 6 years ago. Oh, that didn't work. It didn't work at all.
We already have to go to the break. I mean, I just love this conversation and everybody else, I'm sure to stay tuned. We have Sandy Athey and she's this phenomenal guest talking about dying to live. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Well, there's too many windows in this old hotel, and rooms filled with reckless pride, and the walls have grown sturdy and the halls have worn well, but there is nobody living inside.
WBLQ.
Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't, wanna be mine. Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind this time.
Hello everyone, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have our special guest, Sandy Athey, and we have such an interesting conversation. But Sandy is a psychic, a very, very deeply trained intuitive. She's been on the other side, and she brought back her gift, and I'm sure everybody wants to know, how can we connect with you, Sandy?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I book private sessions, and I love to work on the telephone, and you can reach me through sandyathey.net. sandiathey.net. Or you can also reach me on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter, and that's Sandy Athey. Very easy. And also you can call my office directly. I love the old fashioned way, Saskia. And my number is 410-747-6510. Again, it's 410-747-6510. You can just call my office. I'd like to have a quick 10-minute chat with you. We can set the appointment, and then as long as you have a telephone, we can do a session.
You know, I'm a sole purpose expert and coach, and I just love working by phone because, you know, we're way more in tune. I mean,
I do too.
I just love it. So for anyone, you know, you can just call Sandy. I'm going to give you the phone number one more time, 410-747-6510. And we were just talking about soulmates. And as I announced before our break time, I just opened the doors today and I'm so thrilled about my new 6-month program. And it's about getting you really soulmate ready, whatever beliefs is in your way. If you don't live with your soulmate and you really have that desire, I just know your soulmate is out there, but he can't find you. You might have to tune up a little bit so he can really dial into that right station, and he could be around the corner. That's always what I say to people. You know, it doesn't have to be that laborious process, but often, you know, there's beliefs in the way, or you have a relationship that isn't, you know, you're still in, but you're way overdue. And I believe all in soulmates. I found my soulmate in all the way in Indonesia. I don't know if you have to go that far, but it's here. And if you wanna look that up, you even get a free deep clearing soulmate activation session from me, value of $400. You get that for free. Just go to yoursoulguidance.com/soulmate. That's yoursoulguidance.com/soulmate. And Sandy, you were just saying that you married your soul. You are with your soulmate, right?
Oh, yes. And, you know, I get such a nice feeling about your program, Saskia. I have to tell everyone listening that I get the nicest feeling about this. And it's a wonderful, wonderful program, and a lot of people will benefit from it and live their happily ever after. Oh, that brings me to the book.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the happily ever after girl, of course. And so I love this. I love this.
Yeah, your book. I mean, I have it here right in front of me, and this page goes open. So I'll let that over to you. It says, "On going with the flow." What's the secret here?
I'm going with the flow. Yes. Oh my goodness. That was something that was, well, we've been talking about that the entire show, actually, about going with the flow and listening to your soul and following that guidance. And I think one of the most challenging things is really, as you say, tuning into that station and understanding that station and what it's broadcasting. Because as children, that's why I resonated so much with the Native Americans. They're taught from the moment they're born to tune into their soul and listen to that guidance. But I don't think this culture really encourages it as much. So we need to know how to do that. And that's why my book is The Daily Dance, Your Guide to Life Happily Ever After. Whether it be in health or relationships or in finances, whatever it is, you do need to tune that soul. And I love your work, and I have great respect for what you're doing, because you tune your soul into that station and everything else falls into place. Everything does, whether it's finding your soulmate or getting healthier, whatever it is that you're in this earth walk to do and what you desire to do. And it made me think of, there are many references in the book to the judge and going with the flow. You know, you talk about going with the flow. I met him 30 years ago before what happened to me. And I do know that everybody is psychic, and I do believe that everyone has intuition, and we just need to work with it, and this is what we're talking about here. Well, but back then I really didn't think that much about it. And he and I knew each other from work, and we saw each other every day, and I had this intuitive hit, which I know now is an intuitive hit, back then, where the universe said to me, "It isn't always going to be this way." And because we weren't together, we just knew each other, but we weren't together. And I thought about that and just took that in and said, oh, okay, but went about my life. And then, of course, the attack happened and everything went in a different direction. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, I had a dream. And I had a dream that he was sitting at my kitchen table. So I called him. And I said, "I had a dream that you were sitting at my kitchen table." And he was great. And he said, "Well, we can make that happen." And he's been at my kitchen table ever since. We have dinner every Friday night, and he sits at my kitchen table. And we're together, and it's happily ever after, and it's wonderful. And I followed that, talk about soul guidance.
a dream. Oh my goodness, that's definitely your soul talking to you.
Yeah.
And I listened to it and I followed it and I'm so happy with him. I'm so ecstatically happy with him. Because when you're in alignment with that other piece, that piece that you feel is missing, that romantic piece, it really does make all the difference, doesn't it?
And I think, you know, it's funny. Somebody said that to me and I thought, yes, this is totally true. I mean, when, you know, with guys, when they love you, they love you. And they know it's like their highest purpose to serve the queen bee.
Yeah, I love that.
Inner purpose, because it makes, you know, I see that with my husband. I mean, he totally supports me in my purpose. So it helps on all levels. It's really like, you know, it's not only you have your romantic love, but you, in your life, you're supported. I mean, it opens so many other doors.
It does. It brings so much balance.
Yeah.
It brings a lot of balance to me, to have that very strong male energy. And he is a judge. So that is very balanced for me, because to be a judge, you have to be very balanced.
Yeah.
And so he brings a lot of balance there in my life. And I appreciate it so much just to know that my biggest cheerleader is there. He, as you say, Michael is my biggest cheerleader. He's so supportive and very encouraging with this work and with what I do. And it makes all the difference. And it's so nice to have somebody to bounce things off of and talk to, and someone that you feel so comfortable and safe with.
Yeah.
I like that safe kind of feeling with him.
It is safe. And, you know, for me and the work I do, I go to other places and times and dimensions and my,
yeah, me too.
I mean, and he can follow me, but he's so grounded, and that's just, you know, where you balance each other out. Which is, you know, really, really wonderful. And the only thing we're saying is that it's not a dream. I mean, it's really possible for everybody. And I believe that it's really possible, but you know, we can have these beliefs that it won't work for us, or yeah, we are fat or too boring or too rusty or whatever we think.
Oh, Saskia, if you had talked to me 20 years ago, oh boy, you would have gotten the raspberry. I would have said, none of that is possible, you know. But it is. It really, really is. And you can turn anything around. And that's the thing that I'm so grateful to be able to bring this to people and to say, listen, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yes, that's my philosophy. I mean, and that's where I always encourage people, if we can leave with 5 kids, have hardly any money, move to the United States, because my soul says so, and no, the kids didn't speak a word of English. I mean, we had no jobs. We bought a house over the phone. I mean, if we can do this, and we're not, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm 18 and I'm just moving to the United States. No.
Right.
Then I'm like, well, then you can do this too.
Sure.
And you don't have to take that big of a step, but I know the universe supports our choices. And
as long as you're in alignment with your soul.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, we have to learn to listen. But we're heading to our break. And guys, stay tuned. We have Sandy Effy on the not on the phone, here. And I want to give you her phone number if you want to reach her for a session, a psychic session. That's 410-747-6510. And we're going to be back right after the break.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tonight I'm gonna break away just to wait and see. I'll
never... Hi, everyone. You're back at Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have an amazing guest, Sandy Athey, and we have a wonderful conversation about dying to live, and we're talking a lot about love and soulmates and all that good stuff. But before we go further, Sandy, if people want to talk to you, what is your website? And tell us more how people can connect with you.
Thank you, Saskia. It's very, very easy. I try to keep it as simple as possible. You can go right to my website. It's sandyathey.net. Sandy is spelled with an I. It's S-A-N-D-I-A-T-H-E-Y, sandyathey.net. I love to connect on Facebook. That's always fun. And that's Sandy Athey. And also, you can call my office and do the old-fashioned way. The phone works well for me. And my phone number is 410-747-6510. Again, it's sandyathey.net. And my office number is 410-747-6510.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to dive back into talking about soulmates. And we were just talking how fantastically it supports our life. And I believe it's out there for everyone. And I designed this program, The Miracle of Meeting Your Soulmates. The joy you can find, when you live together, the safety when that person is there, how amazingly that supports you. And if you want to find out more,
the website is yoursoulguidance.com/soulmate. If you are one of the first 8 people who sign up, you get another 30-minute free session with me, deep clearing, you know, your soulmate activation session. So that is yoursoulguidance.com/soulmate.
Well, Sandy, you know so much about that. What is the most important thing we need to know when we're looking for a love?
Oh, I love your program. And what I think is the most important thing is to find the health and balance in yourself first.
Mm.
That's why your program is glowed upon by the universe, because that's really where you're focusing, is finding that and clearing that space so you can invite that to come into your life. Mm. And when you find that health and balance, because as you say, I think we have many soulmates. I believe that as well.
Yeah.
And you'll attract to you what it is that you need to fulfill inside of yourself. So when you are as healthy and balanced as you possibly can be and feeling great, then you're going to attract that. You're going to attract that.
How I attracted my soulmate. I was married and I felt like great. You know, I was like very, very happy. But what I've seen in clients of mine, when, you know, they start working with the soul purpose, very often what I've now seen with so many percentage of my clients, we work on the soul purpose. They really feel that. And then they're like, you know, now I want a soulmate. And I'm like, yeah, that's part of your purpose. But here's the interesting thing. Before we start working on that, they're like, oh, shall I go on a dating site? And I'm like, no, not now. Because you've got to attract right back into your life what wasn't working, because we haven't cleared the beliefs and the experiences and maybe the old soul contracts you have. So don't.
Exactly.
I'm not
exactly.
But make sure you're in the right attraction mode, right?
Yes, I agree. I totally agree with you that we really did, Michael and I really didn't come together until I had done, we met, but we didn't come together until everything was cleared and taken care of. And well, I guess it's like if you're getting ready to have somebody move in with you, you need to, you know, clear out the dresser and make room in your drawers and all of that for them to move in. And it's the same thing with your soul, don't you think?
I totally believe that. I totally believe that. And I say, you know, it's no different if you want to attract a soulmate or you want to attract a business partner or you want to attract a house. Or I was doing, you know, a free training call and I said, or if you want to attract your cleaning lady. I mean,
sure.
I sure. never attract the right cleaning lady because I had all these beliefs. Well, she's not going to do a good job or, mm-hmm. you know, I probably, you know, whatever story I had in my life, with great respect for people who are great in cleaning. I mean, they make me thrive. So I have great respect for people who do this, but I just had the wrong set of beliefs. And yes, that's exactly what I attracted then. So
sure.
Doesn't matter whatever you focus on. And as I was designing now this program, the relationship with my husband even became even better. And it's really what we focus upon, we bring about.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it is an attention-based universe.
Yeah.
What we put our attention on is what we attract to us.
Right.
So the clearer that you are and the more balanced you are, then you can attract to you what it is that you desire.
Yeah. And Sandy, before the show's over, I want to talk about you wrote this book, phenomenal book, The Daily Dance.
I'm so glad you enjoy it, Saskia. I'm so glad.
But you were just saying to me in the break time, you have a really, really fun Facebook page about that.
I do. On Facebook, you can go to The Daily Dance, Your Guide to Life Happily Ever After. And I love going in there and posting from the Daily Dance, whether it be dancing animals or, I posted a carrot dancing with a banana the other day. That was pretty funny too. So it has quotes from the Daily Dance, and it's a very fun page. And that's the Daily Dance on Facebook. Yeah.
Because
it's about dancing with the universe. It's a nice short little book that
I designed with the intention to have people just love it and write in it. There are pages where you can journal in there, and there are short meditations and short little lessons that I've acquired through my journeys. And I wanted it to be the happily ever after book, and for people to enjoy it and to feel the love from it and find their own dance with the universe.
You know, what's nice about it, it's not like the book, you have to read it from cover to cover, because the way I used it, you know, I have it next to my bed, and then I just open a page and then you read.
Thank you. Yeah, you can open to any page, or you can read a little chapter, or you can go to the beginning or the end, or wherever you feel inspired, or you can read it from cover to cover. But it's designed to be an inspirational.
Yeah,
an inspirational page for you on whatever day you feel drawn to it.
Yeah, and it has beautiful poems and, you know, the sacred instructions I hear.
Oh, sacred instructions.
It's a beautiful morning, ride like the wind, love sparkles. So it has so much good. A quick question.
Thank you.
I really want to know that myself. Like, what are you working on now, Sandy? What's your latest?
Well, I'm going to be doing it.
1 minute left, so unfortunately, you got to be quick with this.
Oh my goodness! Well, I have a U2R intuitive workshop that I have put together too, down here in Maryland, and also I am working on some daily dances. I'll be doing the waltz and the mambo and the twist, which will be focused, concentrated books on the taking the chapters from the daily dance.
Well, Sandy, thank you so much, everyone. If you want to connect with Sandy, you can go to her Facebook, sandyathy.net, or connect on her Facebook, Sandy Athy. If you want to know more about the Soulmate program, you can go to yoursoulguidance.com/soulmate, or you can befriend me on Facebook, Saskia Roel, that's R-O-E-L-L. And next week, we have another special guest, Navjit Kandola will be here. And I wish everybody a very, very happy dance today and for the whole week. And we're going to be back next week at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sandy, for joining us.
Thank you, Saskia. I really appreciate it. It was a pleasure to be here. Mm-hmm. Safe journey.
Yes.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air.
Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.